There definitely was the longest, probably four sets because of all the delay with cleaning the floor. After every play, pretty much both sides had to clean the floor.
Yeah, just, you know, whenever when somebody went down for a dig, it had to be cleaned up just because the moisture was just so much here tonight. So what do we have for final stats here? Chelsea Brewster looks like she leads you in kills once again as the glasses fog up here.
They are fogging up. Let's see. For our offensive stats, Chelsea did have a really nice night for us. It looks like she had 20 kills. Harley had 11. Reagan, I thought, played very well tonight, had 7. Sage had 6, and Peyton had 3. I think Mandy came up with 1. And it looks like Mandy had 45 assists tonight. Also, Aces, Brooke, Bridget had 3 apiece for the Aces. And then Diggs, looks like, boy, we had a lot of double-digit dig people. Chelsea had 16, Brooke had 10, Mandy had 13, and Bridget had 13. So that's pretty good defensive effort as well.
I think Brooke had 3 kills, too, some from the back row.
And that was something we talked about in one of the timeouts.
Is that so? Because you came out of the timeout that was something you wanted to feed her in the back row.
We saw that maybe that would work for us. And we actually, I was very proud of the kids because we changed our strategy after the second set. We were trying to set pin to pin because they do have big blockers. We were trying to get them move as much as possible and not set the ball in the middle so much as, you know, pin to pin. And like the last slide that you saw Carly run to the pin and she just put it straight down. That's what we were kind of after. We tried to serve away from their libero, who I thought passed the ball extremely well tonight. So we try to get them out of system a little bit that way.
And again, you mentioned it in the pregame, they're very long. They've got, you know, 5 girls at 6'6", 6'1", and they really won the advantage at the net tonight.
They did, and they have some lefties. I think they have a middle that's a lefty and a right side that's a lefty. Plus they have some lefties that come in off the bench, and you know, we don't see that very often as well. I think they're a good team.
A lot better than last year.
Yeah, and they're better than the last time we played them.
Yeah.
So I think they'll do all right as soon as they, you know, I thought the first two sets, they passed the ball really well against us, and we needed to keep them out of system so that we could keep the setter from not, you know, setting their big hitters. And they changed offensively what they were doing. They ran a 6-2 against us. Last time they ran a 5-1. So that even made them bigger.
Again, you had a chance that third set. They went on a pretty good run there, I think 9-0 to close it out. But then you guys came back in that third set, and that was maybe one of the better sets you've played early on here.
Right, and that's when we made our changes offensively and a little bit serving-wise too.
Kind of get back into the rhythm here. You got a day off, then you got Yankton coming in. Hopefully a little cooler. You mentioned, you know, just the delays just wiping up the court. I mean, you've never had something that extreme where it's probably, you know, 20, 30 times.
And this type of surface doesn't absorb water whatsoever. I mean, it just
kind of sits on the top.
After practice, you know, we leave sweat marks on the floor and we'll come to practice 24 hours later. It'll still be there. So I'm not sure what the answer is. I wish we had some windows.
Yeah.
That, I know it's humid outside, but I don't think it's anything like it is in here.
No. So good effort tonight. Tough match there with the conditions.
Well, and I got to give a shout out because we talk about serving, and after we were up 20-17
late in that fourth
2016,
set,
and we missed 3 serves in a row. And one of the Cardinal serving sins is, number one, you don't miss after point 20, and you don't miss after somebody else has missed. And so we missed 3 in a row, but it's a learning experience, and we learned from it, and we were able to not let that dictate the win, you know, the win for us, because Bridget went back and served and make both her serves, and we get out of here and with the win.
One of the more unique wins of the year, probably.
Yeah, probably.
You'll remember this for a while. So we'll see you tomorrow night, Coach's Show, and then we'll see you Thursday here. Again, you play Yankton, improved to 5-1 on the season. Chelsea Brewster, player of the match.
Okay, sounds good.
20 kills, that's pretty good.
Yep.
All right, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Head coach, Deb Phil.
Sweating with us tonight.
Yes, it was. I didn't do anything. I barely moved, and I'm as sweaty as anybody else.
Yes.
There we go. So thank you very much. They're coming up on 9 o'clock here tonight.